can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might...
The American cowboy is everything that makes this country great.
There's a freedom to being a cowboy.
Being a cowgirl is not a safe, easy path, but it's one that's very rewarding.
The American cowgirl is dedicated to her livestock. She's dedicated to her country, and she's dedicated to her family.
The American cowboy is honest.
We're the backbone of how this country was founded.
There's a whole lot of legacy that goes along with being a cowboy, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Boot Barn, keep west.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Heaven. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, Americans Freed from Russia. I'm Michelle Franzen. After months of negotiations and coordination between at least six countries, Russia agreed to a prisoner swap involving 24 people, and including Americans Wall Street Journal Evan Gerskovich and former Marine Paul Whelan, American journalist Alsu Kermasheva, and Vladimir Karamurza, an American green card holder. President Biden commended all leaders on a prisoner exchange not seen since the Cold War. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
What President Biden is saying more implicitly in his remarks today, trying to say this is why alliances matter. We have heard repeatedly, and we know from former President Trump's administration how he would have this agenda that was America first. And what you're hearing from the president today is a little bit of an attack on that, albeit not direct on the former president.
Former President Trump criticized the prisoner exchange and called on the Biden administration to release more details. This is ABC News. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham blasted the Biden administration for the announcement of the plea deal reached between alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two other defendants, saying it sets a bad precedent for future would-be attackers.
It sends absolutely the wrong signal at the wrong time. The world is on fire. Terrorism is rampant. And we give a plea deal to the mastermind of 9/11. That just encourages more attacks. I think it was an ill-conceived idea.
The three defendants will likely spend the rest of their lives at Guantanamo Bay. Hope of finding more survivors in southern India under mud and debris is fading. More than 190 people are confirmed dead following multiple landslides. 180 are still missing. Farmers in Sicily say they're worried that they may be forced to sell off their animals. The Italian island facing crippling drought from nearly a year without rain. The conditions have burned out most of the region's hay, prompting concern for cattle and sheep farmers. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric. Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes. You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A lingering evening shower, then turning partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. Sunny, hot, humid tomorrow, a high in the upper 80s to 90. Weekend highs stay well into the 80s with a chance of showers and storms Saturday night and Sunday. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Eau Claire next Wednesday, and she'll be accompanied by the person she intends to pick as her running mate, although we don't know that name yet. 28 years in prison for an Oshkosh man who killed a man from Waukesha and seriously injured his wife in a drunk driving accident in Fond du Lac County last year. Brian Sipple of Oshkosh was sentenced on Wednesday for the crash that killed 58-year-old Mike Hoffman. And a Waukesha County jury finds 65-year-old Kevin Seamer guilty in the death of Josh Davies. Prosecutors said Seamer didn't like Davies' tattoos, punched him in the head outside a Heartland bar last summer. Davies later died from his injuries. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant. Martin Transport of Mondovi, visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durant, changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health and Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, downtown Durant. A shutdown Prevea clinic will be reopened. The vacant building in Mondovi has been bought by Bellin and Gunderson Health System, who are changing their name to Amplify Health. They say the Mondovi clinic will be affiliated with Gunderson Tri-County Hospital and clinics in Whitehall and will start seeing patients by this November. HSHS and Prevea clinics shut down all of their Western Wisconsin hospitals and clinics earlier this year. Prosecutors have cleared an Eau Claire police officer in a shooting from back in May. The DA's office yesterday said the officer was justified in firing at an armed man who pointed a gun at her. Thomas Burbeck was grazed by a bullet and survived the shooting. Investigators say given the totality of the circumstances that Burbank was armed, pointed his gun at the officer, was drunk, and had just gotten into a fight with his wife, the officer was justified in firing her weapon. The man convicted of killing a teenager on the Apple River 2 years ago will spend the next 2 decades in prison. A judge in St. Croix County yesterday sentenced 54-year-old Nikolai Mew to 20 years behind bars. A jury convicted Mew back in April of killing 17-year-old Isaac Schumann during a fight on the river. Mew was also convicted of slashing 4 other teens. Mew said he was looking for his phone when the teens attacked him. He claimed self-defense, but the jury disagreed. Mew's lawyer said the case is a tragedy all around. The Dakota County Sheriff's Department is offering a reward for information that leads to the location of a missing woman. The Sheriff's Department announced the $5,000 reward for information about Nikki Anderson. Anderson was last seen leaving her home in Randolph Township July 6th. Anyone with information is asked to call the Sheriff's Department as soon as possible. According to a Department of Workforce Development report, there are not enough registered nurses in Wisconsin to meet current demand, and the shortage is predicted to grow if unaddressed. Two models in the report predict a deficit of between 12,000 and 19,000 nurses by 2040. DWD evaluated several factors such as high vacancy rates of registered nurses in hospitals and low unemployment rates for nurses. The report says possible approaches to adding and addressing healthcare workforce challenges include placing extra emphasis on retaining nurses, making it possible for nurses to care for more patients, and supporting public health to reduce the number of patients. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
A western Wisconsin meat processor will expand thanks to a $1.5 million USDA meat and poultry processing expansion grant. J.M. Watkins in Plum City will be using the money to build a new facility just outside of Plum City. Owner Brandon Clare says the expansion will triple their capacity and even allow them to process bison. Groundbreaking for the new facility is this August, with construction to be completed by March of 2025. Severe storms moved through Wabasha, Dakota, and Goodhue counties last night. The National Weather Service says 1 3/4 inch hail was reported near Plainview, while 1/4 inch hail was reported near Kellogg. Heavy rain accompanied the storms, as there were reports of up to 4 inches of rain causing flash flooding along the Dakota and Goodhue County border. Cooler weather is expected today before it warms back up for the weekend. The 150th Buffalo County Fair begins today. Judging for many 4-H and FFA projects will be today, including the Junior Swine Show starting at 5 p.m. The carnival will also open up at 5 p.m. A tractor pull is scheduled for Friday nights, along with the Junior Livestock Auction. WRDN will have video coverage of the swine, beef, and dairy shows, along with the livestock auction, on the video streaming page of our website and NTEC Channel 99. It's Eau Claire. Vice President Kamala Harris is coming to Eau Claire next Wednesday with her running mate. There's no word on who that will be, but we should know at least where Harris will be making her campaign stop. Next week's visit will be the first time she's been to Eau Claire. The campaign rally in Eau Claire will happen sometime between noon and 6 p.m. Residents in 19 Minnesota counties hit hard by summer flooding can now apply for federal aid. U.S. Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith released a statement that FEMA approved financial aid for residents impacted by the June flooding. Affected counties do include Goodhue County. Now, residents can apply online for individual assistance at disaster-assistance.gov. There aren't many specifics in the action report from Governor Evers' AI task force. The governor's task force on workforce and artificial intelligence released its report yesterday. It focused on the guiding principles to promote ethical decision-making related to AI, but the task force didn't say what that means. Evers' AI task force looked at artificial intelligence in the state's workforce. A task force from lawmakers is looking at the dangers that AI presents to Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Duran. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Duran.
The winners of the Wisconsin State Fair's 11th annual Sporkies and Drinkies has been announced. For food, deep-fried lemonade bites from Saz's Barbecue won the Sporkies top spot. The deep-fried dish dips Hawaiian sweet rolls stuffed with a lemonade curd filling into a French toast batter. It's then topped with sugar and icing. The Drinkies winner went for the best non-alcoholic beverage was the Fairway Fusion, which blends equal parts of sweet tea and lemonade, a mix of pineapple and key lime juices, with a splash of coconut syrup. The Wisconsin State Fair begins today for an 11-day run in West Dallas. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Briscoe in must-win territory. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. At 18th in the NASCAR Cup Series playoff standings, 83 points below the cut line, Chase Briscoe finds himself in murky waters. The 29-year-old Stewart Haas Racing driver from Indiana acknowledges that his team desperately needs a victory in the next four races if they want to compete for the championship.
We had a couple opportunities at New Hampshire and Nashville to win, and obviously came up a little bit short. So, yeah, we're in that weird spot where, you know, we could maybe potentially point our way in, but realistically we probably have to win, which we definitely feel like we're in a must-win territory. Just with how we kind of ran and the stage points and things like that, I mean, it's probably going to be hard to point our way in.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
DQ presents...
picture this. Picture the DQ $7 bacon cheeseburger meal deal. Not just a cheeseburger, a bacon cheeseburger. Plus fries, drink, and a sundae. All full-sized, all for $7. Because everything's better with bacon. Everything's also better with a side of fries, a refreshing drink, and a sundae to finish. Yum. The $7 bacon cheeseburger meal deal. Now for a limited time on the $7 meal deal lineup. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise on the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Simone Biles reclaimed her Olympic title in the women's all-around at the Paris Olympics today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Biles capturing her sixth career Olympic gold medal. Teammate Suni Lee captured the bronze. The Packers wrapped up their third practice in 3 days and now look forward to Saturday night's family night practice before a sold-out Lambeau Field. Running back Josh Jacobs didn't practice today. He's sidelined with a groin injury. NFL preseason action kicks off tonight with the annual Hall of Fame game. The Bears take on the Houston Texans in Canton, Ohio. The football Badgers wrapped up a third day of workouts at UW-Platteville. Fall camp continues tomorrow. Brewers off today following their 6-2 loss to the Braves yesterday at AmFam Field. They finished the month of July 11-13. They're hoping for a better August with the St. Louis Cardinals right on their heels, just 5 games back in the standings. Midwest League tonight, South Bend faces Wisconsin. Lake County takes on Beloit. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. My son Brent and I were fishing for lake trout on Lake Superior, and we needed smaller fish. Yes, that is correct. I said smaller fish. I'll tell you why and what we did to catch them, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
My son Brent and I were out on Lake Superior. We were fishing for lake trout. We were out near Outer Island in the Apostle Islands chain region. In that section of Lake Superior, you can only keep one fish over 25 inches. So once we had two 25-inchers, which happened very quickly, we had to try and figure out how to catch smaller fish. We decided we were going to try going shallower. We could not find small fish in the shallows. We went deeper. Same thing, big fish in the deep water. So we're thinking it must be the lures. We were using spoons. They were really biting well on that shiny metal. And we decided maybe we need to downsize. We tried downsizing with tiny spoons, and we got some bites, but the small hooks on those spoons wouldn't allow us to land the fish. So we had to switch the hooks to larger treble hooks so that we could catch and land the smaller fish. And did it work? Yes! Tiny spoons with bigger hooks caught the fish that we needed to fill the cooler. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month.
Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A lingering evening shower, then turning partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. Sunny, hot, humid tomorrow, a high in the upper 80s to 90. Weekend highs stay well into the 80s with a chance of showers and storms Saturday night and Sunday. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we broadcast today from the Nebraska Soybean Board studio, brought to you by Nebraska Soybean Farmers and their checkoff. Wow. I think everybody's just ready for the weekend to get here, just get through one more trading day. This week has probably been one of the biggest struggle buses we have seen in the market complex. And we're going to focus initially what's been going on in this livestock, because that seems to be the one that's garnering all the attention, especially in this cattle side of everything. To look at everything, we're going to bring in Joe Coyma. He's with Coyma, Coyma, Varlick out of Sioux Center, Iowa. And, you know, Brad yesterday on the weekly cattle call described this cattle market as just plain tired. And the market itself exhausted. Kind of what's your takeaway on all of that?
Yeah, thanks for having me on this afternoon. Yeah, what Brad said yesterday is something we've been thinking about here the last, I don't know, week or so. We have constant news that, oh, you know, the cattle aren't there. You know, beef demand is good. You know, but that's all kind of a very constant news cycle that we've had here the last several months. And at some point, a constant news cycle like that, we need something different to bring to the marketplace. And that's kind of what has happened here in the cattle sector. And today would be what happens when you dwell upon the same news over and over again. You want something new. You need to keep that bull fed. And we just kind of collapsed here. Today would be an understatement, obviously. But I think a lot of this kind of goes back to last week, when we saw the basis disappear in the south. You know, they did trade better last week from 88 to 190, but the futures are right there with it. So that makes me think that maybe if you're in the south, you're probably going to put pounds on since your basis has gone away. And even the feeder cattle charts last week and the feeder cattle futures with corn going down, with the cash feeders still improving in the north, that market was just more reluctant to go up, and it just always found itself after, you know, 2-3 days higher, getting yourself $2.5-$3 higher, and in one day we would take it all the way back. And then when we do that, you get these feeder cattle charts starting to break out to the downside, and that's what we saw today. We're just hanging out too far or too much towards the lows, and today we just took it out. And yeah, it's a little bit of panic selling necessarily, but some technical selling with that. When you're in that range for 2 months and you break out to the downside, you're going to see some follow through with that.
So as you look at that and the feel that goes on within this trade, the South seems to be the ones, I mean, they always trade first, it seems like, but it seems like they've got a lot more ready set cattle than the North does. Or is the North just saying we're going to hold out for more money?
Well, it's definitely two different markets going on. The North, we know there's not enough cattle compared to the last 3, 4, or 5 years. Our show lists are just constantly down. But the South being more corporate, they're going to have numbers. Their numbers are always going to be filled up in their cattle yards, so more availability down there. And that's why they're $10, $12, $14 back from the North every once in a while. But we had a little more optimism this week on Tuesday that the South could maybe muster a little bit better cash, because they proved it to us last week, but they just couldn't quite get things going. for a higher market, I wouldn't call anything a disaster by any means. They're trading some 188, which that's where they started out last week, was 188 and got to 190. So the cash market in itself is still fine. It's still okay. It's still reflecting the relatively tight numbers that we do have between the north and the south.
What is your takeaway as we move forward? I mean, we've got one more trading day, then into next week, a first full week of August. What's your thoughts on where this cattle market could be trading?
It's usually a little bit of a seasonality that it's just a dull end of summer. Usually, you know, can break a little bit from here, especially from the feeder stand point. But yeah, you know, one more day tomorrow in the week. Like you said at the beginning of the show, it'd be nice if we could just shut it off completely and start over next week. But unfortunately, we don't have that ability. But I would say for October cattle tomorrow, if we can close back above 184, we can call this another one of those head fakes where the market breaks out on either side of the range, but maybe comes back, and then that cash just being down or steady in the south and down a little bit in the north, maybe that just can hold these technical sellers at bay that, okay, I don't want to sell this far a discount to where the cash continues to stay at a higher level compared to where the futures are at.
So, Joe, is feeders going to continue to be kind of that silent trader there for a while?
I'm afraid so, because if you know, you had corn break down 30 cents last week and couldn't really get the feeders to go off of that by any effort at all. So if we're going to have another one of those $1, $2 lower type of a day tomorrow, you're going to start looking at the weekly charts and just a poor finish for the week, unfortunately. And those are, to me, today was the biggest letdown, was them completely. You know, we broke before there was really any cash bids. And like I said, they're not, cash is not bad at all. But feeders were the ones just to break down first, and that just got everything revolving. And then you look at your outside markets, too. It's not like the outside markets are completely breaking down, but when you have S&Ps down 100 points in one day, there is money flow also on top of this market, too.
What about the relationship feeders have had with the corn? Because that whole higher price, lower price isn't correlating right now.
Nope, not at all. And that's the other factor of a tired market. You know, it just seems like the feeders had corn pinned maybe 3 weeks ago that it was going to go lower when it was on the higher note. But since corn has been drifting lower and now feeders are there, it's almost like it needs something just a little bit different. But I don't like to see this relationship ever when you have such a break in corn, but the feeders just can't respond.
Do you think it can turn itself around next week?
Depends how we close tomorrow. For the feeders, a couple dollars lower, the charts are going to look a lot different than what they have been. The last month and a half, we've just been sideways in the feeders. That's okay until you break out of either side of it. And unfortunately, we're on the bottom side. You know, I'd like to try to be optimistic yet. I know the cash feeders in the north are really high.
We have a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation does continue this afternoon with Arlen Suderman with StoneX, and since we're talking a little bit of weather, and in case somebody missed your tweet, which they should not ever miss any of the stuff you post on X, but we were just talking about how we went from so wet to so dry so fast in many parts. And you brought up an interesting statistic, and I think it really kind of will loop back around with what you talked about in the front half, and that's with crops. When you look at parts of southern South Dakota and Minnesota, for example.
Yeah, and we in agriculture know that weather extremes tend to come back and forth, and we get to shift back and forth a lot. And then we talk about averages, which is an average of extremes. But that is best illustrated by what happened in southeastern South Dakota in the far southeastern corner of that climate district there. So I look back at the data when I was looking at this a few days ago. I have not updated it to include these last few days of the month. But basically, it was showing record wetness in June for that climate reporting district in southeast South Dakota, and the second driest month of July for the same area. So going from the wettest on record of 132 years of records to the second driest on record from one month to the next.
So looking at, obviously, the weather that's going to play in the next couple of weeks, and this kind of puts on your agronomy slash commodity hat, but a lot of things can change with the month of August starting tomorrow.
They really can. And as we look at August, we think, okay, that's critical for soybeans, for pod set and pod fill, and that's absolutely true. But it's also a key month for the corn crop as well. As I look at my yield models, the place where they struggle is in August grain field period time, because if you are very mild during the month of August, you can be on the dry side, but the mild air lengthens the grain field period of time, deepens the kernel size, and therefore boosts yield. So if you boost kernel size by 5 or 10%, you're boosting yield by 5 to 10%. The opposite is true as well. If it's hot and dry, and that heat speeds up the maturation process, gives you a shorter kernel. But one thing that's interesting, go forward right now, the weather models are really shifting toward a very mild August for much of the Midwest. Now, here in the plains, we're going to be on the hotter side of that because the heat's going to be to the west. So it's not necessarily true for Nebraska, what I'm saying. So when you look at the Midwest as a whole, we had very low numbers of days above 90 degrees and very few nights above 70 degrees. So Commodity Weather Group went back and looked at all the history of the last 44 years of history that they had in a data lake of data that they had. And they found 14 other years that were very similar in lacking extreme temperatures to the high side. And of those 14 years, only one of them produced a below-trend corn yield for the nation's corn crop. That was in 1996. It was slightly below trend. But 14 years, I said, matched. One was below trend yield. And 43% of the responses had a yield that was at least 5% above trend. Now, I'm not ready to say that we're 5% above trend this year, but I would say that when you look at the satellite greenness data, which USDA does take into account for this August crop report, along with the producer survey, this year's NDVI scores, which is how we measure plant health with satellite data, are higher than they were in 2004, 2009, and in 2014. Those are three significant years because those years we had yields that were way above trend. And in fact, in 2004, it was 10.7% above trend. You do that this year, and that's a 200 bushel per acre national average yield. Now, before we start saying, oh no, Arlen's predicting 200 bushels per acre, that's just the NDVI scores, and I don't ever believe in leaning only on them. They're just one tool in the toolbox. If you look at crop ratings, each of those years had higher ratings than this year, significantly higher ratings than this year. So I think that works against the NDVI. But bottom line is, right now, those are the things that fund managers are looking at to argue for a trend or higher yield. Right now, my yield model's at 183 bushels per acre, and I'm hearing others out there that are at that level all the way up to like 188 or 190. I'm going to stay with the lower end, but we'll have our first customer survey results out tomorrow afternoon, and that'll give us that'll be the first of many field survey, customer survey type yield estimates. So we'll do less on the yield models from now on, be more on those surveys.
Well, good conversation we needed to have on the markets. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, Arlen. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Over on X, my handle is ArlenFF101, or over on StoneX.com on the web.
All right, that has been today's Channel Final Bell. The Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Voters in Denver, Colorado will have a new measure on the ballot this fall after an animal rights group was successful in securing enough signatures for a vote to ban livestock processing in the city. I'll have more when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Back in November of 2022, voters in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, rejected a ban on livestock slaughter facilities in their city limits. In that case, the ban was being pushed by a group of wealthy residents who were concerned about the value of their million-dollar homes. Well, this November, voters in Denver will get to make a similar choice, as an animal rights group has secured enough signatures to get their livestock slaughter ban on the ballot. The ban is being pushed by a group of activists called Pro Animal Future, and they're hoping the Denver vote will provide momentum to ban slaughter in more places around the country. The question that will be on the ballot this November is, shall the voters of the city and county of Denver adopt an ordinance prohibiting slaughterhouses, and in connection, beginning January 1st, 2026, prohibiting the construction, maintenance, or use of slaughterhouses within the city? And residents are asking, what would be the impact if it passes? Denver is an odd place to try a slaughterhouse ban, because the town isn't a meat slaughtering powerhouse. Despite its location on the high plains in cattle country, it's home to only one processing facility, Superior Farms, one of the country's only lamb processors. If the measure were to pass, Superior Farms would have to shutter its Denver facility, which in 2022 processed 300,000 head, or 15 to 20% of the total lamb production in the country. The facility has been in business since 1964, and unlike a lot of processing facilities in the United States, it's owned entirely by its employees, not a multinational packing company. Colorado State University recently completed a study on the potential impacts of the ordinance and found that, in the worst-case scenario, the measure could cost the state of Colorado nearly 2,800 jobs and $900 million in lost economic activity. The authors state that it would take time to adapt the local economy to the ban, and that adoption would be lasting and costly. I'll have more when we come back.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
It's rabbit season, duck season.
No, it's fair season, and Durant Smokehouse can custom process your fair animal. Durant Smokehouse can custom process cattle, hogs, sheep, and other fair animals too. Since 1980, Master Butcher Roy has been custom processing animals and was trained by Smokehouse Hall of Famer Ed Daniels. You can trust Durant Smokehouse to professionally custom process your animal. Reserve animal processing now at Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
The residents of Denver, Colorado will be making a decision this November. An animal rights group is hoping voters will choose to ban meat processing facilities in the city limits, which would mean the closure of the city's only employee-owned lamb processing plant. If the Denver ban is successful, the group hopes to force more votes like this across the country. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitz Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitz Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A lingering evening shower, then turning partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. Sunny, hot, humid tomorrow, a high in the upper 80s to 90. Weekend highs stay well into the 80s with a chance of showers and storms Saturday night and Sunday. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Every time I see a woman on a billboard sign, I think about you, saying drink this beer and you'll be mine. I think about you when an actress on the movie screen plays Lolita in some old man's dream. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. See a pretty woman walking down the street, I think about you. Men look her up and down like she's some kind of tree. Oh, I think about you. She wouldn't dare talk to a stranger, always has to be aware of the danger. Doesn't matter who she is, I think about you.
Woman
people say it's never gonna change. I think about you like it's some kind of joke, some kind of game. Girl, I think about you when I see a woman on the news who didn't ask to be abandoned or abused. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. And I can't help but see that every woman used to be somebody's little girl. I think about you.
To the big stage I'm singing on tonight. And sometimes the butterflies still get me when I'm in the spotlight. And some people seem to think that I've changed, that I'm different than I was back. But in my soul, I know that I'm the same way that I've really always been. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big-headed from a little bit of fame. I still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my kids around piggyback. Put my face on the big movie screen, but that don't mean I've forgotten where I came from. That's just me chasing dreams, yeah. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big headed from a little bit of fame. Everybody knows her name. Ain't big headed from a little bit of fame. Still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my kids around piggyback. They might know me all around this world. That's alright, 'cause y'all, I'm still Mississippi girl. Mississippi girl.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Hey, baby, is that you? Wow, your hair got so long. Yeah, yeah, I love it, I really do. Norma Jean, ain't that the song we'd sing in the car? Driving downtown, top down, making the rounds, checking out the bands on Doheny Avenue. Yeah, life throws you curves, but you learn to swerve. Me, I swung and I missed, and the next thing you know, I'm reminiscing, dreaming old dreams, wishing old wishes, like you would be back again. I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Watch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case. Go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these days. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Someone told me after college you ran off to Vegas. You married a rodeo cowboy. Wow, that ain't the girl I knew. Me, I've been a few places, mostly here and there, once or twice. Still sorting out life, but I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's good to see you too. Well, hey, girl, you're late, and those planes, they don't wait. But if you ever come back around this sleepy old town, promise me you'll stop in to see an old friend. And until then, I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case. Of you, that's what I'm doing these. I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then. Teardrops.
complicated world. It may sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit or standing at the brink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that way.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.